Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
For those of you that haven't been here, I've been teaching on how to receive God's best. And last night, I spent the whole time basically talking about that most people have settled for less than God's best. And that's not good. There's no way that you can receive God's best accidentally. You have to pursue it. And that's what I was encouraging us to do last night. And I also talked about that it's a matter of receiving it, not getting God to give it. God has already done it. It's just that we have to, first of all, desire the things of God, seek with all of our heart before we find it, and then we need to take our authority and release and receive what God has already done. Then this morning I started contrasting two different ways that God can touch your life. One is through a miracle, and one is through a blessing. And most Christians, especially Spirit-filled Christians, just think, oh man, I want to see the miracles of God. Actually, it's better to receive from God by a blessing than it is a miracle. Because if you are going to have a miracle, you got to have a crisis first. God does not supersede or suspend natural or spiritual laws unless there is a very good reason, and it's a crisis reason. And I could go in Scripture and show you crisis after crisis that this was the only time that miracles happened. You have to have a crisis first. So if you're going to live from miracle to miracle, you're going to live from crisis to crisis. That's not the way that God wants us to live. A blessing, on the other hand, will prevent crisis. For instance, which would you rather have? Would you rather be able to believe God and stand and confess the word, and after 2 years of believing, somebody just gives you a new car? That would be awesome, right? You know what's better? To be so blessed, if you want a new car, just go buy one. Pay cash for it and get it over with. It's one thing to believe for your needs to be supernaturally met. I talked about that this morning, and for a period of time, Jamie and I had, it was my fault, not Jamie's, but we had to live off of miracles. But you know what? Now we live in the blessing of God. And I'd rather live under the blessing of God rather than to have a miracle every single day. And we had a lot of them. It's better not to even need a miracle. So a blessing will prevent a crisis. A miracle demands a crisis. A miracle is only temporary. A blessing, once it's given, is eternal. I'll minister on that tomorrow morning. And I tell you, that is something that will change your life if you can understand that. And also, a miracle is never as abundant as a blessing. A miracle is just going to be enough to get you by. And then you'll need another miracle. So I contrasted blessings and miracles as being two different ways of God being able to meet your need. And if you're in a situation where you need a miracle, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not putting miracles down. I'm actually trying to elevate blessings and say that God wants to bless you and provide so much for you that, you know, which would you rather have? The ability to get healed when something bad happens, or to be so blessed that no plague comes nigh your dwelling and you never get sick? See, this is a new wrinkle in a lot of people's brains. They just say, well, you can't live that way. You can. The Bible talks about living in divine health so that no plague will come nigh your dwelling. You know, John G. Lake was a minister in the early 1900s. He actually was in part of the 1800s, 1900s. And John Lake saw great, great miracles happen. He had a school where he trained what he called practitioners, and he sent them out. And he told them, don't come back until they're healed. They didn't just pray for a person, they got them healed. And anyway, that's a whole other teaching. But he saw a lot of miracles happen, and they had a plague. I think it was the bubonic plague. I'm not sure, but I think it was the bubonic plague. And he had actually shut down one hospital in Spokane, Washington, because so many people got healed. They had two hospitals. One was closed. Spokane, Washington was awarded the healthiest city in the United States for decades because John G. Lake's ministry was located there. He saw great miracles of healing. And some tremendous things happened. And anyway, during this plague, he was helping the doctors because he saw more people healed than the doctors saw healed. So he was helping the doctors with this plague. People were dying right and left, and they had a makeshift morgue, I think, in a gymnasium. And anyway, a man just died, convulsed, foamed at the mouth, and died. And one of the doctors looked over at John G. Lake and says, "Man, aren't you glad that we've got a vaccination, an inoculation against this?" And John G. Lake just looked at him and says, "Who's got an inoculation?" And this doctor looked at him and says, "You couldn't be helping these people with this plague. If you don't have an inoculation, you'll die." And John Lake said, "No germ can touch my body and live." And this doctor, of course, didn't believe him. And so he says, "I'll prove it to you." And he said, "Take one of those microscope slides, one of those little glass things." And he says, "Wipe that foam off this guy's mouth that just died." And they put it under a microscope, and you could see all of the germs just moving. And John Lake said, "Watch this." And he just touched his finger to that spit on that slide, and instantly everything was still. And some of you think you can't do that. That's what I want to teach you tonight, is that this is one of the blessings spoken, that no plague will come nigh your dwelling. There are examples like during the bubonic plague that swept the Europe one preacher that got up, and I mean thousands and millions of people were dying, and he stood at the edge of his town because that plague was just sweeping across Europe, and he stood there and said, "In the name of Jesus, this plague cannot come in this town." Not a single person in that town got the plague. It went all around them. People think, well, why did God let that happen to everybody? God has given us the power to overcome these things that are on the earth. And if we don't use our power and understand and mix with faith, it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, that the word was preached unto them the same as it was, or preached unto us the same as it was preached unto them. But the word preached unto them did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those that heard it. You have to mix the word with faith. This isn't an amulet. This isn't magic. You don't just hold this under your arm and the miracle power of God flows. A lot of Christians really are kind of thinking like vampires. You know, if you hold up the Bible or a cross, they just can't come near you. I think that's so stupid. Of course, vampires are stupid in the first place, but if there was such a thing as a vampire, I guarantee you he wouldn't cringe at the Bible or at a cross. The devil translated some of the Bibles. He's not afraid of the book. You got to mix faith with this to have its power. If it's not just holding the Bible under you or sticking it on your head, it's not going to release its power. You've got to mix faith with it. And most people have not mixed faith with what the Word of God says. And so God has given us this so much power that no plague can come nigh your dwelling. That you can walk in supernatural blessing and see God's blessing come upon you and overtake you. And people think, well, if that's so, then why hasn't it happened? Because you aren't believing for it. We aren't shooting for God's best. We don't understand these things. Most people are living from miracle to miracle, crisis to crisis, instead of finding out about the blessings of God and the spiritual and the natural laws that control the blessings of God. And instead of getting in and cooperating with them, they're just doing things on their own. You know, in the natural realm, people recognize that there are natural laws that you have to follow when you sow a crop. You can't just put the crop in the ground whenever you want to. You can't go out and plant your seed in the dead of winter. You got to wait until the soil starts warming up. There is a right and a wrong time to plant depending upon what you're growing. And then it takes time and you have to water it and you have to give it the right nutrients, and different things can affect it. We recognize that in the natural realm there are natural laws that affect how a crop produces. And all through the Bible it says you sow and then you reap, and you reap only what you sow. And that same analogy is used in the spiritual realm. And yet Christians just think, well, I prayed and I asked God to heal me. How come I'm not healed? Did you take the Word of God and use it like a seed? It says in Proverbs chapter 4 that God's word is health unto all of your flesh and life to them that find it. And yet a lot of people, well, I prayed and I asked God, did you take the word that produces health and sow it in your life like a seed? Are you cooperating with the spiritual laws? This morning I talked about honoring your parents causes long life. A joyful heart, merry heart does good like a medicine. Most people ignore those things and they just are living in strife. You know, the Bible says in James chapter 3, verse 16, that where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. If you put that together with 1 Corinthians 14, I forget the exact verse, but it says God isn't the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all of the churches of the Lord. So if God isn't the author of confusion, guess who is? The devil. So you put that back with James 3:16, where envy and strife is, there is confusion. Or you could say there is the devil and every evil work. And people don't connect the dots. And they're living in anger. You get mad at the person that cuts you off in traffic and wave at him with one finger and wonder, why can't I get healed? You know what? You are releasing the devil. Every time you get angry, every time you curse the politician that you don't like and speak bad about people, every time you gripe and talk about people behind their back, every time you get in a fight at home, you are releasing the force of the devil. Quietness, Presbyterian Church. Many of you grew up with strife. You grew up, you know, you had a double standard. Out in public, you do one thing. But when you get home, man, you let your hair down and anything goes at home. And you wonder why you're having problems at home.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK164 titled The Blessing of God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening. But you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.